Nothing. What's going on with you?
I just got home, run around, you know, choked up tonight.
I feel like if this is what retirement is like, I'm already looking forward to it.
You're kidding, right?
I don't know, dude. Like, I'm sitting. You tell me. So I was relatively busy today. I went shopping at the mall. I've been reading. I've mowed the lawn. Basically, all things retired people would do. And right now, I'm sitting outside in my backyard, just drinking a beer and enjoying the evening.
I cannot wait till.
Right, doesn't that sound pretty nice? I'm sure I'll get tired of it, but I mean, it's only like day three, but still.
You know?
Wait, what'd you say?
I said it's like you have like every day for the rest of your life off. No responsibilities. You know, you can watch the grandkids. You know, you can.
You know, we got to get to kids before we get to grandkids, Connor. Let's not get out of ourselves. No, but like I said, I'm sure I'm going to get tired of this before too long. But for now,
no way.
I think it'll be different though, because I know I have a limited, like, I know I'm starting work again in September. So like, I'm going to appreciate the time off. But like, when you're retired, you're just done forever. So it's like, you're not really, you know, you just have to get used to this being your life. Or for me, this is just like a mini vacation.
Well, you could take, and like, assuming that you're rich, like, when you retire, like, you're gonna have like savings and everything saved up and shit like that. Yeah. Like, you can take vacation any day you want. You can go down. It would be totally acceptable for you to wake up, get a shower, and head down.
And head down where?
No, they can't say anything.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. The world will be a different place in 40 years when we retire. So. We'll see what happens.
Do you think Social Security still exists when we...
No. I think the projections are that the Social Security fund is going to run dry in the next, like, 20 years or something. I don't remember the exact number, but it was well before when we'd retire. So,
I mean,
we do not have that to look forward to.
Huh?
I said we do not have that to look forward to, most likely.
I think we do, because, like, my mom said that, like, when she was growing up, they always said, like, they always had calculations of, like, her generation not being able to have it either.
Oh. Well, we'll see. Got a long time to go before we start collecting Social Security, though.
I know, dude. Another, like, 45 years or so.
More or less. Strap in. It's a long ride.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be rough.
Yep.
Whatever. Excited for your road trip?
Yeah, that'll be good. I got everything mapped out and planned, so I'm ready to go.
Are you seeing anything other than the highway until you get to
As of now, the only place I have planned that I'm stopping at is Mount Rushmore.
That's be awesome.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, who knows what I'll pass and pull off to. But, I mean, I have a lot of driving. I have, like, I have between 8 and 9 hours of driving every day, which that's, like, a lot of driving. And I want to get to the towns that I'm staying in with enough time to kind of, like, drive through their downtowns and just, like, eat there and just kind of get a feel for it, you know?
Yeah. I got you. Now, are you gonna spend all day like in at Mount Rushmore, or how's that work?
No, I'm not gonna spend more than a couple hours.
That's fair.
And what I've heard, like, I know people who have gone, they said like there's really not much there besides the monument itself. So apparently, there's really not a whole lot to see other than it. So
to me, like, I history and everything, but like, I want to go there, but I can only picture myself like an hour. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
that's what I've heard. Like, my aunt who drove the same route I'm driving, because it's her place, and she was in Geneva a few weeks ago or a month ago or whatever, and did that drive. And they stopped in Mount Rushmore, and they said, "Yeah, I mean, you look at it, and that's it. Like, there's not a museum. There's not like much other than
oh, there's no museum or
there is, but it's small." I mean, it's really nothing more than just you look at a bunch of carvings in a rock and then you carry on.
Isn't it crazy how they did that?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and the fact that they made it look as good as they did, like, that's hard to do.
And the fact that they did it, like, not with modern technology.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Who is it? It's Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt.
I honestly don't know. Washington and Lincoln for sure. Jefferson sounds right. Is it? Wasn't it built kind of right around the time Teddy Roosevelt was president, like the early 1900s?
Yeah, and he's I'm looking up it now, and he was like very outdoorsy.
Yeah, he was. So yeah,
I'm looking it up right now. Yep, Teddy Roosevelt. Okay.
Good old Teddy.
And it's like crazy. Like that whole town is probably like a couple thousand people tops, and what do you call it? Like thousands. I think probably 100 or 1,000 people like go visit that town and that monument every year.
Yeah, that's probably their main draw, like tourism.
That's their only draw.
It's also probably true. Yeah.
It took them from 1927 to 1941 to do it.
That long? It didn't finish until 1941?
Yeah. Huh.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
14 years.
Well, they're making another one. They're making a like a little big horse, or he was an Indian chief. Oh, I forget what his actual name is. And that's not supposed to be completed for a while. So.
I'm surprised Trump hasn't commissioned one for himself yet.
I mean, the American population might conduct a big sculpture in the middle of, middle of America. They're going to create a giant Donald Trump statue.
Because he is the self-proclaimed greatest president of all time. So, at the very least, he deserves a giant monument to himself, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say he's greatest president of all time.
You realize everything I'm saying is dripping with sarcasm, right?
No, I absolutely know that. You don't think I know that?
Yeah, just I'm clarifying for the audience.
What a pity. When's Ronald Reagan getting his culture? That's what he's
doing. Yeah, I don't know.
It should be giant. It should be bigger than five Mount Rushmores combined.
FDR should get one before Reagan gets one. FDR should be next in line for a monument. Got us out of the Great Depression, deftly navigated us through World War II, and would have done so had he not died of polio in 1945 or whatever, 1944. But
I want to know how he would have handled like the atom bombs.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, and we'll never know the answer to that question.
No. What if?
What if? One of the great what ifs.
I mean, it's not one of the great.
I mean, it would have had huge, like the world would be much different today, in my opinion, had we not dropped a nuclear bomb on Japan and instead decided to invade the mainland.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Maybe the Cold War doesn't send such a shock. I would like to say that would have been a quick invasion too, just because of how small Japan is.
Are you kidding me? The Japanese are like the fiercest fighters of all of World War II. Like, it took so long for us to capture these small little islands. You're talking a mainland invasion. I think I've read somewhere that the estimated loss of life on the American side, just on the American side, had we conducted a mainland invasion of Japan, would have been 500,000 troops.
Yeah.
And that the right. Japanese side would have probably been north of 1 million.
Yeah, you're right. And plus the geography of Japan goes from like mountain to coastline to...
Yeah. And they were so dug in that like it would have just been guerrilla warfare for who knows.
Yeah. I still can't believe they bombed Pearl Harbor. Like every December, like that just like gets me. I think about them like, wow, like out of nowhere. Yeah. They wake up one morning and they're getting attacked. Just think, what if Japan never bombed Pearl Harbor?
That's an interesting question, because would America have entered World War II? Like, would we still have gone and supported the European front? We definitely would have not gone into the Pacific, but would we still have gone to Europe?
And if we didn't, would America come out on top as a global power?
I'm going to go with, here's my thoughts. I think that we probably wouldn't have entered World War II when we did, but I think that had we not entered when we did, Germany probably would have been making a serious threat of a mainland invasion of England, and we would have intervened to help England prevent that, and we would have been in the war one way or another, but later than originally.
Or do you think Germany takes over, at least on the western front of Europe, takes over the rest of, you know, England, all that shit? Then they focus on Russia, and then it becomes Germany against the United States.
Well, you got to think they still lost Russia before the U.S. entered the war, because Stalin, if you count Stalingrad as like the turning point, I'm pretty sure they lost Stalingrad before like D-Day or anything like that.
Yeah, but they could still focus on the Western Front. They're still kicking ass on the Western Front.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the U.S. wasn't involved either way, and it's like they were bombarding the hell out of England, and they probably would have continued to do so. But I'm just wondering, like, would they have invaded England? I think they would have had to. That's like the, because England at the time was their biggest threat other than Russia.
It was their only
them and Russia.
Well, I'm just saying
on the Western front. Yeah, that was it.
Well, say you're Hitler or any of the Nazis. Okay. Like you lose Stalingrad, and all you have to do is just take over England. Which is, I mean, they controlled France. So what is that, like 20 miles from France? Like you do your own D-Day and you storm the English Channel, you get to England, and, you know, you go to town on England, you know, and you say, okay, Eastern Front, do what you can. Like, hold the line as best you can. Take over England, because, like, England was, like, on the verge.
Yeah, they were.
So, they're on the verge. You take over England, and then, I mean, it's going to suck logistically, but then you take all those Western soldiers and start hauling ass over to the Eastern side.
Yeah, but I'm thinking the minute England is invaded or lost, America says, no, 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 enough is enough, and gets involved and beats Germany no matter what.
Yeah, but I think it'd be a lot harder because
then America would have probably conducted a mainland invasion of England, which would have, like, crossing the Atlantic would have been a pain in the ass.
Well, it would have been a pain in the ass, and Germany would have been able to see that from, like, far.
Well, I mean, but they saw the D-Day invasion from far out, but we still managed to make that work by tricking them well enough. But
I know, but still, like, I mean, like, you had two fronts, like, for D-Day. You had, like, obviously, like, Normandy invasion, but then we were already on, like, in Africa and Italy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you had to focus on, like, two sides, but, like, if you're crossing the Atlantic Ocean, like, and you're going to do an invasion, like, that would obviously show up on, like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
No,
like, I think that'd be so much harder to do that on England, too, without being like, hey, see ya, like, you know what we're doing?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, and I agree with you. I still think at the end, America ultimately wins.
Well, America will always win.
Of course.
I mean, I say that biasedly and, like, arrogant, but, like,
honestly, considering our military spending is, like, 7 times greater than the next biggest military, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not going to lose any wars anytime soon.
I don't think ever. And we'll never be.
But here, this is also something that I struggle with, and I'm curious on your viewpoint in this, because this is something I don't completely understand. We always talk about, like, Trump always brags about having the biggest and the best military in the world, right? By far, like, significantly bigger and more technologically advanced than most every other military in the world. But why? Like, why do we need that much military power? Don't you think it's a bit over the top and excessive? Like, we spend so much money on the military every year. I'm feeling like we could cut our military budget a decent chunk and, like, redeploy that money elsewhere and still have a, like, probably the best military in the world. Like, why does it need to be the way it is? So just ridiculously enormous and advanced.
Because, one, everyone hates us.
Not true.
Well, people hate us. Two, we're the big brother to a lot of countries. So if it ever does come to push the shove, like, for example, war.
Well, yeah.
Anything like that? Like, but something big ever, you know, pops off again.
Yo, you're cutting out. I can't really hear you. Hello. Yeah, you there? I can hear you, but, like, you're really breaking up.
Yeah. You were breaking up too, but now you're clear. Wait.
Yeah, now you're clear. So, okay, re-say what you said.
Nick.
Yeah. What?
You still there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm saying, think about the finances we have.
Yeah.
We're tied into everyone. So, if one country attacks another country, think about all of, like, the allies we have and the connections we have and all that shit, like, alliances. Like, we're going to have to look out for one another, like, in the end. So that's why, like, think about it. We're not just, like, stationed in Iraq and all that, like, the Middle East. They're pretty much stationed in every country for, like, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but here, hear me out. Shouldn't we then be focusing more of our efforts on, like, skilled diplomacy so that we can increase relations? And I get it. Places like the Middle East are going to take years and years and years to come, even close to that. But, like, I just feel like we spend an absurd amount of money on our military. Unnecessarily so. Like, I feel like we can get away with spending far less on our military and still be fine.
But, I mean, we are trying to set up, like, diplomacy. That's why we're in, like...
Yeah. Trump angrily tweeting about Iran every other day and China is not... That's how you create tension, not de-escalate. And he is a nightmare foreign policy administrator. He's probably the worst foreign policy that I've seen in our lifetime.
I mean, I've only seen three.
Four.
Who's four?
Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Trump.
I mean, like, three others.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But that's just me, because I don't agree with his foreign policy by tweet standards.
No, so I would say this, and this is for everyone. No leader, like, president, king, like, dictator should have social media.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
No one should. And you're right, Trump, you know, I said this when he got elected. Trump is going to piss off a lot of people.
Sure has.
Sure has. But, you know, I don't know, dude. I'd rather be safe than sorry. And if you cut down defenses or anything like that, someone's going to get us, and then we're going to scramble, and then, you know, we're going to spend more. Like, if you've got the money, spend it.
You know what, here, and actually you've just helped me realize sort of a hypocritical argument on the Republican side, because Republicans are always saying, we need to stop spending so much money in, like, foreign countries and on immigrants, because we should be spending that money on Americans first, right? Well, basically, when we spend money on our military, we're spending money so that our military can go in and assist foreign countries. So we're essentially spending money for the benefit of other countries. So why don't we reduce our military and reinvest that money in Americans, just how Republicans like it? Like, I just feel like that makes sense. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something, but I feel like that seems logical.
Seems logical, but in the end, I think you have to make...
Mm-hmm.
The world.
I just finished rereading 1984. Did you ever read that book?
Never.
Yeah, well, it's a very good book. And one of the main themes is basically war needs to exist for the benefit of global powers. So now I'm conspiratorially thinking that that's the case now. Like, world leaders need to perpetuate war just so that they can, like, use that as sort of like a piece of leverage for, like, the way they want to run things. So war is essentially a necessity for humanity. So
I think
I'll leave that.
I think war is necessary, but only when push comes to shove.
See, I don't think war is ever necessary. I think that we just resort to it as the easiest means of finding a solution. I don't know. There's like, I think, like, World War II, I don't think there was ever any way to stop Nazi Germany other than going to war with them. But I mean, the same might even be true with, like, the Middle East, you know, like, terror organizations in the Middle East. But still, I don't know. I'm anti-war.
I mean, I think the human side of everyone is anti-war, but, you know, if someone's going to punch you, hit them back 10 times harder. And have no remorse for it, too. Like, come at us, we'll come at you harder. Yeah. That's simple.
Well, I don't think everybody shares that viewpoint, but...
I mean, that's just how I view things, like, in general, just my life. Like, if someone makes a joke about me, I'm going to make a joke of them, like, 10 times worse, you know? Like, don't come at me.
That's fair.
Shit. But oh, just interesting.
Yeah.
We're, like, in a peaceful time right now throughout the world, too.
Depends on how you define peace.
I mean, nothing big is going on in terms of, like, actual wars. Like, yeah, there's tension and all that shit.
Well, I mean, look at Syria, which is Syria's in the middle of a massive civil war. Yemen is essentially a genocide right now. I mean, you know, Israel and Palestine are killing each other every day.
Here's what I don't understand, right? The Middle East is probably the oldest civilization, like, area in the world.
Yeah.
All right. And they don't have their shit together. You would think the people that have been here the longest, that have set up civilizations, that have set up governments for longer than, you know, the United States, like South America, all this shit. Like, would have their shit together.
Yeah, you want to know? You want to know why I think that's the case? Is because their governments are so rooted in religion. I honestly think that's the case. Because think of how many times, like, religious minorities have been in power and have tried to oppress the majority, and it's resulted in some revolt or uprising. Like, that's just what happens.
But let it go, you know? Like,
yeah, but those, they're so traditional and old-fashioned and so, like, such believers in power and everything that they will never, ever, like, look at Bashar al-Assad, who's the dictator in Syria. Like, the dude is, like, a war criminal and, like, one of the worst people alive right now, but he is so obsessed with his power that he will see any number of people dead that it takes to stay in power. Like, that's his only reason for doing any of this. He's delusional. His mindset, he has to be mentally insane, because there's no way that somebody like him can justify the horrible things he's done other than because they are totally and completely insane. Because he is so obsessed with the power he has and he will not relinquish it.
All right, so in that case, like, so we can call him like a dictator, right?
You know, without it, he is a dictator. Like, that's right, no question. All right.
So do you think the U.S. should step in because he's being so radical and so power hungry?
Yes, but here's the problem. Syria is a proxy war right now because, like, Russia is supporting the Assad regime. So the minute we do something that Russia doesn't like, who knows? Maybe Russia wants to retaliate. And we're side of the Saudi Arabia in there. So maybe Russia attacks Saudi Arabia. Like, it's a proxy war. Like, that's where the trouble arises, is because world powers have taken sides, and the minute something happens to one of those sides, the powers backing them will help them retaliate, and it just explodes out of proportion.
Alliances, man.
Yeah. That's why it's such a fine line. Like, part of me is like, if all the world powers stayed out of this and let Syria just figure it out themselves, it'd probably have been over by now. And, you know, we'd be back to striving for peace. But at the same time, had we not gotten involved, the Bashar al-Assad in Syria would have killed so many more people. And we would have had to been thinking to ourselves, well, maybe had we intervened, we could have prevented some of that. So that's where it's like this, you know, pick your poison scenario where there's really no good way to approach the situation.
Well, yeah, dude. Like, that's with anything, though. Pick your poison. Like, either have innocent lives be killed, or step in and, you know, cause some ruckus.
Yeah, and drag out a war that doesn't need to exist. So, I don't know.
So, if you were president, what would you do? Innocent lives or cause a ruckus?
Jeez. This is why I'm not president, because I don't have to make these decisions.
Well, what'd you do?
I mean, I would do everything in my power to not have to send troops to Syria while at the same time doing everything in my power to prevent what's going on and from happening. I don't know how you do that, but that's what I would go for. If that's a suitable answer.
I mean, you're playing both sides here, but...
Well, I just don't know. I would honestly, here, I'll put it this way. I would probably need to know more about the situation, because I only know what I read in the papers. I'm sure there's so many classified pieces of information about what's going on there that provide so much more color to the situation that would help me make a better decision. So that's my cop-out answer. What about you? What would you do?
I hate people and groups and things that pick on people or things that can't defend themselves. Like animal abuse. You should be tortured. You know, pedophiles going after children, you know, men going after women. Not that I'm saying that women can't defend themselves, everyone out there. But, like, I hate people that pick on people that can't defend themselves. So anytime there's an innocent person being attacked, I don't care if it's one or 1 million, I'm going to want to step in.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
And this dude is such an asshole. Like,
he is.
Step in, you know. Like it's like a bystander effect. Is someone else going to do the job, or are you going to do the job?
Yeah, but I mean, well, like back to what I said, if you get involved, then all of a sudden Russia gets involved, and then things really take off from there. Well, and you're okay with that?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because we're the biggest, the baddest, and we'll kick your ass.
All right. If that's how you want to view it, like that's you are welcome to that viewpoint.
But seriously, like think about it. Like if say you see something, right? And you know it's wrong, and you know, you stand by your morals, or like you like believe in something, like standing up for the innocent and all that shit.
Yeah.
You step in, all right, and you have another person that steps in and says, hey, let them figure it out yourself. Be like, yo, this person, side B, who's innocent and getting attacked because of, you know, side A, which stands for asshole, you know, I'm going to stand up for them because I can defend myself. They can't defend themselves. So I'm standing in to help them out.
Yeah, but, okay, this brings up the same point. And I know that's what you'll do, but imagine side A has somebody thinking that side A is in the right, backing them up. So the minute you start fighting side A, you also are fighting side A's backup, you know? And that's what's going on in Syria.
It's fun. It's going to be a rumble then.
All right.
I mean, I would talk to Russia, the people that are backing up side A, and I'd be like, yo, dude, if you obviously can't see this, you got an issue. You know, well, if it's all fair, if it's an even fight, go right ahead, slug it out, see who's the best, come out on top, right? But as soon as like one side gets an advantage over the other, you know, that's not fair. You know, it's like a boxing match.
All right, now I see where you're coming from.
So.
We've spent like over a half hour talking about foreign policy. Do you want to move on?
Sure. So let's move to talk about tonight, and that was college football playoffs.
Yes.
Did you create your list?
Yeah. So I have to pull up. Like, give me 1 second. We were going to do winners of each. We were going to predict conference championship games and then playoff, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, sorry. I got to pull this up real quick.
You're good. I don't give a shit.
Taking my time. Oh, the Phillies are fucking up the Cubs right now.
Jeez. They are. It's awesome. They scored 10 runs. Yeah, this is the first game Charlie Manuel is the hitting coach for the Phillies. It's awesome.
I mean, he's clearly hitting pretty well. All right, nearly there. All right, here we go. All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
All right, so do you want me to just – should we go conference by conference or just read them all and then
– Yeah, go conference by conference.
All right, so let's start with the ACC because I'm going in alphabetical order.
Fine.
from the Atlantic, Clemson. I just don't see how that isn't the case. The Coastal is such a toss-up just because who knows, but I'm going with Virginia Tech.
Okay.
So Clemson, Virginia Tech, and Clemson wins the conference.
Okay. Clemson, obviously. I've actually Miami. I was debating between Miami and Va Tech. But I do have Miami coming out of the Coastal and Clemson winning it all, though.
Yeah.
So, oh, shit. Bryce Harper just smacked one.
Jeez. What's it now? Or what was it? Like a home run? Or...
Yeah, solo. So it's 11-0.
Jeez. All right. The Big 12.
I'll go first this time. I have your boys, Iowa State.
Yep.
And then I have Texas, actually.
Wow. Okay. See, I also have Iowa State, but I have them playing Oklahoma. Oh, sorry, I didn't let you pick your winner, but go ahead.
And I have Texas winning it all.
And I have Oklahoma winning it all.
Makes sense.
Look at us both picking Iowa State in the Big 12 championship game.
I mean, I don't know who would come out of that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those three teams, or two of those three teams. Maybe TCU, maybe Oklahoma State could surprise people. I don't know.
But I honestly chose it because of you.
They'll be, you're, trust me, dude, you'll be surprised at how good they'll be this year. Like, trust me on that.
Wait, I didn't look too far into it, but can West Virginia play Texas?
Yeah, any team can, the Big 12, any team can play any team. They all play each other.
Right, so it's not like division or anything like that,
no,
right?
No, it's, there's no halves of the conference.
See, that's what I thought too, but then I panicked. Like, this is the last one I did just because I knew who I wanted.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll take West. No, fuck that. I'll change it. I'm West Virginia and Texas. Texas wins.
You clearly haven't read into this because West Virginia is supposed to be mediocre at best this year.
I don't care. I'm going West Virginia.
All right, well, I'm still going.
Take me home.
All right, well, we'll see. All right, the Big Ten. A tough one. A tough one this year.
You're up next.
I am going Ohio State and Nebraska.
Ooh.
With, geez, I honestly, this is such a tough, like, I have no clue who's going to win the Big Ten. I mean, Ohio State's probably going to beat Nebraska, but I don't know. It's the Big Ten was hard to pick this year because the East is stacked and the West is just like a free for all.
So who you got winning?
Ohio State.
So I have the same thing as you. I have Nebraska. I don't think Wisconsin's going to do shit this year. I think it's come down to like Nebraska and surprisingly Northwestern. And I have Nebraska, even though this is just banking on Scott Frost actually leading his team to doing something. So Nebraska, Ohio State wins.
Can't argue with that.
So
Pac-12.
Let me pull it up. So I definitely have Washington, and I'm pretty sure I picked Utah. Yeah, Washington and Utah.
Okay. I actually have Oregon and Utah.
That's fair.
Who do you have win at all?
Utah.
I see. I have Oregon.
Interesting. All right. SEC.
Georgia, Alabama. Alabama wins it all for me.
Interesting. I have Georgia. And then I have LSU.
Okay. Yeah, but the only problem with that is LSU has to go to Alabama.
Correct. I say they pulled off the upset. I'm calling it now. Lock it in August 14th, LSU is beating Alabama this year.
All right. I'll believe it when I see it, but that's about it.
Well, same here, so.
All right.
I just got a feeling.
Uh-huh. Well, I would love to see it. I would love to see it, but If anything, I'd probably take A&M over LSU as my second place team in the West.
Yeah, but A&M has to go to LSU.
No, but they get Alabama at home. You never know.
Yeah, but they also have to, I mean, it doesn't matter, but they, like, to me, they have a, like, they have to go at Georgia, at LSU. Oh, they get Bama at home.
Forget they have to go to Georgia. That sucks for a crossover.
Not to mention that they play Clemson out of conference.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have any impact.
I know it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I have Georgia winning, by the way.
Really? Beating LSU? Well, I would take Georgia over LSU, too. So. All right, so who's your playoff? Let's talk playoff.
All right, number one is Georgia.
Yeah.
Number two is Texas.
Okay.
Number three is Clemson. And number four is Alabama.
Interesting. Interesting.
So go right ahead.
Well, I have. So you rank them based on what you think like the final playoff ranking will be, right?
Correct.
All right. So I think one is going to be Clemson. I think two will be Alabama. Three will be Oklahoma. And four will be Ohio State.
So who's your national title game?
So I think Clemson beats Ohio State. And I think if Alabama plays Oklahoma, that would be incredible.
It would be.
But I still think Alabama wins. So I honestly think we're back for round four, Clemson, Alabama, except I think Alabama wins it this year.
Okay. I've Georgia, Clemson.
Okay.
Georgia wins.
Georgia. All right. That's an interesting pick, but I mean, it's not out of reality. I mean, that's very possible, but just an interesting pick.
And the only reason why I have Clemson three, by the way, is I think they lose.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because if they win if they run the table, considering they'll have a win over Texas A&M and an undefeated SEC, I just don't see it. Because they're going to be preseason number one. I don't know how they lose that ranking if they run the table. But if they do lose, yes. Who do you have them losing to?
I don't have a specific game, but I have I see at least four losable games.
Yeah.
The Texas A&M game.
Okay. Yeah.
The Syracuse game.
Yeah.
The NC State game.
Are they at NC State or at Clemson?
At NC State.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm only throwing this in there because of rivalry. They're at South Carolina.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. Isn't that really late in the year?
It's the last game of the
season. Yeah.
However, Clemson's coming off a bye for that game.
Oh.
The only reason why I threw that in is because of
rivalry. Yeah, and it's at South Carolina. That's fair. Those rivalry games on the road are never guaranteed wins.
No.
I just – when you sent me that 24/7 sports predicted game day, you're right. I had a lot of the similarities as they did, but – I was bummed when they picked Clemson Syracuse week three instead of Iowa State Iowa, but whatever.
Like I said last week, there is no chance in hell that Iowa State gets a game yet.
We'll see. We will see.
So, we're locked in then.
We're locked in.
Predictions. I love
think it. About it. Starting next week, we get to start making real game predictions. Because we'll have to pick that Florida-Miami game. That'll be like the one we pick for week zero. But
Well, there's two games. There's the night games. It's obviously what do you call it?
Florida Miami.
But then there's I think it's like NC State at Hawaii or something like that.
No, that's not a terrible game.
No, let me look it up.
Yeah, the one thing. So this is the one thing I'm bummed about. That Saturday is the day I leave Montana. And I'm driving to Bismarck, North Dakota, which is like an 11.5-hour drive. And I don't know if I'm going to, because the game starts at where I'll be 6 o'clock. And I don't know, I'd have to leave at 6 a.m. to even have a shot at getting there in time.
Just watch the second half.
Yeah, but I'll definitely make it for some of the game, but I also hate to miss like the first game of the season, you know?
Yeah. That's a great game to start the season.
Yeah, like a good old-fashioned hard-hitting rivalry game. Like,
yeah,
that's about as good as it gets. Did you see that Tate Martell did not win the starting job at Miami?
I know. Like
he was just talking. He was first talking shit about Justin Fields transferring to Ohio State, and then he bails on that, goes to Miami where he's like, "Oh, I got this locked in," and still just loses it. Like, oh, dude. What a joke. Just come on.
He's a smoke show of a girlfriend, though.
Yeah, well, not surprised. Good for him.
The late games, Arizona at Hawaii.
Oh, that's not terrible. Hawaii was actually pretty good last year to start the season.
Yeah.
It sort of tapered off, but
Arizona sucks.
Arizona was pretty good last year. They weren't. They were supposed to be pretty good. I mean,
they're supposed to be good, but then they finished like 5-7, I think.
Yeah, but their head coach came from A&M, and now that he's got Kevin Tomlinson or whatever. Or Kevin Sumlin. Now that he's got a year under his belt, who knows? Arizona could, and they have that quarterback who's pretty good. We'll see. I'm excited for college football. We are, what, 10 days from college football being back? 11 days?
Let's say 14th. 10 days.
Is it 24th? Yeah, it is the 24th because it's the 31st. And then we're going to be at State College. Ugh. I'm actually pretty excited that I changed my plans to go to Penn State and now I'm flying to Harrisburg on Wednesday.
That's a great call, man.
Yeah, it really – I mean, when I looked at the numbers, it would have been the same price for me to drive as it would for me to fly. When you factor in gas, mileage, stopping for food, all that stuff, same price. Plus, now I don't have to worry about driving home on Sunday because my parents will drive me, and I can just – you know, we can go out all night, and then I'll just be hungover and sleep in the car, but –
We have to go out hard.
Yeah, so what, the game's at 3:30, so it'll end at 7-ish, maybe a little later. Which means we could be at the bars between probably around 8:30. We'll be at the bars by the time we get back to the car, probably eat a little more, maybe have a couple drinks, and then walk downtown.
And then stand in line for like at least an hour.
Yeah. Where, what bar should we go to? What's a good Saturday night bar? I'm always a fan of Pickles on Saturdays. I always like Pickles on Saturdays. Skeller-ish, whatever it's called now, is always an option. The First, maybe. Definitely not Gaff. It's going to be packed as hell. They don't even do pitchers. Where should we go?
Bar Blue.
Bar Blue is like not really like a good atmosphere. You know, I never really went to Saloon. I've only been to Saloon probably two or three times in my entire life.
I like Saloon. Well, I'm always, you know, my first choice is always First.
Yeah. You know where we could go? Oh, you know where we should go? Which you're going to say no to, but I'm going to try and veto you. Is a place that's perfect in the warm weather, which it should be at the end of August. Cafe. Get a tea, a nice refreshing Long Island iced tea on a warm August night.
It's going to take us an hour to walk there.
What do you mean? It's like walking to the first, except just a little further. Oh, also here, real quick. Isn't Amanda, cover your ears. Isn't her birthday like that day? Or the 30th or the 31st?
No, it's the 27th.
Of August?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my other friend. It's my other friend whose birthday is the 30th. Another friend who recently got married, so I'm getting them confused. Anyway. Okay, so, but her birthday will be roughly around the time that we're there, so maybe we should. It's also going to be just past my birthday, too, FYI, so.
Yeah, I know. You're the 20th.
Yep.
I remember birthdays. Don't worry.
I do, too. I know your birthday. I know Watson's birthday. I know Derek's birthday. And now I know Amanda's.
I want to go somewhere where we can get a TV. There's going to be some good football games on that night.
Yeah, what's the night game that day?
Auburn, Oregon,
yeah. Yeah, that's why, I mean, Skeller. No, not Skeller. That's why.
Dogwood?
No. I just said it, Pickles.
What about Jax? That was a good time last year.
Hey, because when they redid that place, it's actually pretty nice on the inside. And that place is usually kind of like not the busiest. It'll have a line, but it might be one of the shorter lines. And I liked their setup.
But it's also smaller.
Yeah.
We're going to have to discuss this with Juan and Amanda.
Yeah.
But my top three, if I can, one would be first.
Well, you're not going to be able to watch the games at the first.
I know. But still, greatest bar of all time.
Of course.
Two would be, what do you call it? Dogwood, or whatever it's called.
Is that the Skeller replacement?
Yeah. And then three, I would say Bar Blue.
Okay, that's fair. I would probably go, and granted, I would be fine with any bar. Like, I'm not saying that I don't want to go to one specific. I'd go to any bar because they're all Penn State bars.
No, I'm sorry. Slap me in the face. And excuse me. But one first, two Champs, three Dogwood.
Yeah, I forgot about it. But Champs is probably going to be the busiest one. I feel like Champs after a game is going to be like the busiest bar.
Yeah, but still.
Great
bar.
Yeah, that's fair. My three would probably be Pickles, one. Because I don't know why, but I feel like I went to Pickles after games a lot, and I always liked it. Like, we went to Pickles after the Wisconsin game last year. I always have a good time there.
Pickles? No, we didn't.
With Mark? We absolutely did.
No, we didn't.
I am so certain we went to Pickles because we got an Uber outside of Pickles and went back to the
hotel. We went to Jack's.
And then we went to Pickles. Will and Amanda left.
Did we?
I am so positive of this. I'd bet my life on it. We were drinking teas. Trust me, we went to Pickles.
Is that where we ended the night?
Yes. We got an Uber outside of Pickles on Allen Street back to the hotel.
I honestly don't remember Pickles at all.
No, we were there.
And I wasn't even that drunk that night.
Yeah. Mark was. To no surprise, but anyway. I'm going Pickles. As much as I like Cafe, I want to be able to watch the games. So Pickles, then probably maybe Jax at number two. And then the first, just because it's the first. But I would be okay with Champs. I'd be okay with Doggies.
I wouldn't mind, what do you call it? Gaff either. I love Gaff.
Yeah, Gaff has TVs. I'd never not go to the Gaff. I'd go to the Gaff. I'd even go to oh, what's it called? The sandwich place.
The deli?
No. The Pittsburgh place, deli.
Oh, P-Man's?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
Vito.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll figure something out.
We will. Hey, you do know that that Thursday might be our last first thing gaff night in probably like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, because I probably, I mean, unless, well, unless we did a blue and white weekend.
Oh, true.
Which I which I won't be able to do in 2020, but 2021. So it might be the last time for a year and a half.
True. What's our next countdown to then?
I don't know.
Is it Michigan game next year? Or Ohio State game next year?
It might be. I feel like we should try and do something over the summer. Like all of us get together.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when we go to Vegas.
I'm not going to have money for Vegas.
That's why you go to Vegas and win all your money that you would need.
No. No, definitely not.
It's fair.
And you never know. The Eagles might make the Super Bowl this year, so I'd be spending money on that, too.
Well, where is the Super Bowl this year?
Miami.
Ooh, that'd be a good place to go.
Great place.
You know, the last time in Miami, the Bears were there. Maybe that's a little premonition, a little foreshadowing.
Bears suck.
Yeah, we'll be good this year. We're projected to win the North.
The North's a tough division.
Yeah, Packers, Vikings, Lions, three other teams that are reputable.
But the Bears have to go to Philly.
Yeah, we'll win. We got a chip on our shoulder from the playoffs.
I'll bet you a round of beers that they don't win.
I'll take that bet.
Gentleman's shake?
Yeah. I'll Venmo you for a beer the next time you're at Riley's.
Oh, you bastard.
And you can Venmo me for a beer in San Francisco, which is going to run you $12. While yours is going to cost me like $1.50.
$2 for Miller Lite draft.
That's fine. I'll Venmo you $2.
Venmo me $3 so I can get a
tip. I'll even do that. Hell, I'll give you $4.
Oh, don't tell me it's a good time. Oh, whatever, man. I'm pumped.
Yeah, we're 17 days away.
From the game, not from getting back together.
Yeah, it's 15 days.
Yeah.
14 tomorrow. And then
we've had a lot of countdowns this year.
Yeah, it was a bachelor party. Then the wedding. Now this.
I rewatched my speech the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Still satisfied with it?
Oh, I'm just still shocked I didn't screw up anything. To be completely honest with you.
I had complete faith in you the whole time.
I wish we had cameras on some people's faces during that whole speech.
Did you even look at anybody, or were you just kind of in your own world?
No, I looked at like our table for like a couple seconds, and then of course I looked at Mr. Baldwin's table and Mr. Watson's table a couple times.
Yeah.
And then I tried peeking out to see the chickens and like my hometown group because they sat right by each other. Couldn't really see them, but then I'll always remember this. I remember looking up at my parents, and my dad has his phone out like recording it, and my mom's just sitting there like with the face of like, hey, this is going pretty good, but I'm waiting for him to screw up.
Never happened.
Surprise, surprise.
That was good.
Good times. What beer are you drinking?
Well, it's gone, but it was a local brewery IPA. It's pretty good.
Nice.
I just came inside because it was getting kind of buggy out, so I'm in my basement now.
How's the folks?
They're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they're definitely coming, right?
Yeah, I'm booked. They just need to get tickets. I mean, they're going to be cheap. It's a bunch of people are selling this game online, so that's not a problem.
Yeah. Almost forgot.
Who? So is one of Reagan's friends coming to this game, or who's taking my other ticket?
It's Liz.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't know if you remember her, but she had like blue hair.
When would I have met her?
The Buffalo game senior year.
No chance. The Buffalo game senior year. That was the game that you.
That's why I'm not saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember her. But I was a little preoccupied, so that's probably why.
Yeah, she was there.
Well, I'll be sure to say hi. So wait, so confirmed for your tailgate are us four, your parents, my parents, Reagan and her friend Liz, I'm assuming, and then Logan and whatever friend she brings.
Logan,
what about your aunt? What about your aunt and uncle?
Aunt and uncle confirmed.
Yeah.
Logan and her roommate, my little cousin and his roommate. Someone else texted me. Oh, my friend Teddy. I don't know if you met him or would remember him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to bring any friends, but he's going to stop by for a little.
Wait, was Teddy and then, was a year older than us who lived at Legend?
Yeah. So you do remember him.
I went to his apartment. Me, Watson, and Derek went to his apartment to watch the Virginia game freshman year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Fuck that game, but yeah. That was the last time I saw him, so I don't even remember him at all, but I just remember that that's who that was.
Yeah, him. And then I'm assuming Logan's going to bring – oh, Logan's boyfriend is going to come.
Is he going to stay?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I'm only assuming that Logan's going to bring, like, a couple friends.
It's fine. I'm not kidding when I say I want Logan to show me her dorm, though, because I'm very, very curious what, like, a modern college dorm looks like. So I'm not kidding.
It's a brand new building that they were building.
I want to go
see it. They were building, like, when we were freshmen.
Yeah, that's why I want to see it so badly, because it's probably top of the line.
We'll hit it on Friday.
Yeah, I'm dead serious, because I want to go to the Creamery probably regardless, and I know Will and Amanda always go with me, and then I'll be right there. Pop in.
Well, I'm planning on taking her and
your cousin,
my little cousin, to lunch.
Yeah, I just want to see these dorms. That's all I care about.
All right.
And then, I have you got to text me closer and remember, but I have my $5 off Weiss coupon, which I'll give you. For my season ticket book. Assuming you're going to Weiss for tailgate food.
Actually, going to Giant.
Ooh. Do you ever go to Weiss? Because there is not a Weiss within 400 miles of Geneva, Illinois.
Wait, is it just a $5 coupon? Like,
it's $5 off any purchase of $25 or more.
I'll take it. Because I go to Weiss when I have to do grocery shopping at home.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's not a Weiss within 400 miles of Geneva, so it's yours if you want it.
Sick. Thanks, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. So close. And it's going to be pretty quick because I leave on Sunday and then I get back on Monday, the following Monday, and then I leave on Wednesday. So, like, once I get through this week, I'm pretty much busy until I'm in Pennsylvania.
Dude, it's gonna be, and then we're back in the swing of things, because it's Labor Day and then it's a short week at work and then it's football on Thursday, Friday is high school football, Saturday is Penn State, Sunday opening kickoff for the Birds.
Yeah, not only is it football on Thursday, it's Bears Packers on Thursday.
Yeah,
talk about a.
Is that at home?
I don't know. I don't know where it is. All I know is that. No, it's got to be in Chicago because the Bears and the Packers opened the season last year and the Bears were winning handily until Aaron Rodgers tore us apart in the second half. So it's got to be in Chicago.
It is.
Yeah.
Tickets are $350.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Subhub without fees.
I'm not surprised.
Jesus.
Yeah. The Bears are like Chicago's team now. Maybe the Cubs. The Blackhawks have lost that title. White Sox haven't had it since 05. Really, the Bears are the team to watch in Chicago these days. So, Bears and Cubs, at least.
Well, we got 3 more years until I'm there.
For the Eagles?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Well, yeah. I'm going with you.
What year is that? 2022?
Yeah.
Dang. We're going to be like 29 years old. Or you'll be 28. I'll be 29.
Well, you'll be 28 too.
No, I will have turned 29 in August.
Oh, true.
At a game, I'll be 29, and I'll be less than a year away from 30.
Yeah.
How stupid is that?
I want to hopefully it's in, like, October or something so I can hit United Center at the same weekend.
Yeah, I'd gladly do that, too. Go to a Hawks game or something.
Hawks or Bulls, I don't care which one.
I'd rather go to a Hawks game. I'd rather take you to
same
a Hawks
here,
game.
But we'll see what happens.
At that point, hopefully I'll be firmly settled into the city and you can crash at my place.
Hopefully by then I actually have a job.
I'll have a job.
I don't know about that, man.
From the sounds of things, you probably stay at ADP for the rest of your life if you wanted to.
I could, but I don't want to.
I don't blame you.
See what happens, I guess.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
Shit, man. Oh, shit. All right. Well, I have some homework to do, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yep.
I'm gonna go watch.
Hardcore.
I'm going to go watch Netflix, relax.
Did you watch that movie yet?
No, I completely forgot about it.
Watch that tonight.
No, I'm in the middle of this really good show on Netflix, and I actually am watching the last episode of the season tonight, and I can't not watch that. It's the season finale, so.
All right, that's fair.
I'm going to be watching that.
So. All right, man.
All right, Jimbo.
Well, I'll catch you later.
Yeah, have a good night.
I'll talk to you.
All right.
See ya.